In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Question 320. Why is baptism necessary for the salvation of all men? Baptism is necessary for the salvation of all men because Christ has said, unless a man be born again of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Question 321. How can those be saved who, through no fault of their own, have not received the sacrament of baptism? Those who, through no fault of their own, have not received the sacrament of baptism can be saved through what is called baptism of blood or baptism of desire. However, only baptism of water actually makes a person a member of the church. It might be compared to a ladder, up which one climbs into the bark of Peter, as the church is often called. Baptism of blood or desire makes a person a member of the church in desire. These are the two lifelines trailing from the sides of the church to save those who are outside of the church through no fault of their own. Question 322. How does an unbaptized person receive the baptism of blood? An unbaptized person receives the baptism of blood when he suffers martyrdom for the faith of Christ. Now, these other baptisms, blood and desire, they're not true baptism, but they are baptisms by an analogy, if you will, because they give the essence of what is needed for salvation, namely, sanctifying grace to go into the soul, making a soul just in the eyes of God. An example of the baptism of blood is the canonization of the Korean martyrs on a beach, which was done by St. John Paul II. That is, in the early days of the Kingdom of Korea, there was a great Buddhist persecution of Catholics, because the Catholic Church was really taking off there. And they crucified, I think the number was about 1,000 Catholics were crucified on a beach. One of the soldiers who was doing the crucifixions was so impressed by those whom he was persecuting that he said, well, whatever God it is you worship, he's got to be the one true God, and I want to be with them. And so he was crucified right along with them. There's no record of any instructions, any preparation, no baptism, confirmation, never went to Mass, none of those things. But he died for the sake of Christ, and he was canonized along with all the others who had received the sacraments of initiation. And notice in these previous statements the phrase, through no fault of their own. That is, in order to perish permanently, in order to go to hell, one must be guilty of a serious sin and not repent of it. That's the only way a person can go to hell. And to be guilty of a serious sin, a man has to know, really know, that something is wrong, and then do it anyway. This is a very important point. It is quite possible that someone commits a serious sin but does not know it to be so. Now, such a man might go to hell, but not for that sin. Of Catholics who leave the faith, well, if they knew that the church was the one true church and left it anyway, then they could not be saved. But if somebody doesn't know, simply doesn't understand, cannot grasp those things, and they leave the faith anyway, well, there's quite a possibility that their actions are not, they're not entirely responsible for those actions. Question 323. How does an unbaptized person receive the baptism of desire? An unbaptized person receives the baptism of desire when he loves God above all things and desires to do all that is necessary for his salvation. In other words, if there is something preventing him from acting on this desire through no fault of his own, he receives the grace. But if he knows he must do something for salvation and does not do it, and chooses sin instead, the baptism of desire is not received.